You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
And we're about to listen to The Bats, Fear of God, and then we will be having a chat to Robert Scott about The Bats' 10th album, which has just been announced, and a little bit more to come on that very, very soon, so stick around.
When you look at me now this way, I really don't know what to say. You put the fear of God in me every time. Now our fear is too late. You've decided I'm a fake. You put the fear of God in me every time. But you know I won't let on to a God I'll never see. Looking around, I see too much now. Like a flower and a bee, that's the way you are to me. I guess those mirrors never lie. But now I'm learning to cope. I see the fire and the smoke. I've learned to put that.
That was The Bats, of course, with Fear of God. And we are talking to Robert Scott this morning. Morena, Robert, how are you?
Kia ora.
Hey, it's awesome to have you on the show because you guys have just announced a 10th album coming out called Foothills.
That's right.
How are you feeling about that?
Pretty excited. I haven't listened to the mixes for a while, so I try and, once it's all finalised, try not to listen to it, so when it comes out it's got a sense of newness and freshness to it. It's hard to be objective about it when you're so fully immersed in the making of it, so it's a funny process. You work intensely on it and then there's a gap and then it's out, so it's a fun process though.
Yeah, totally. And you guys have been together for a long time now, 38 years I think it is, of The Bats. How has the process of making music for you as a group changed or remained the same over that time, Robert?
There's bits of both really. Like, I think when we were earlier on in our career, we were working more, so there was more interaction between the band, so we were trying out stuff a lot more live and possibly rehearsing more, whereas now we're over the last sort of 10 years or so we've been less busy So the interaction's been a bit less. And with me living in Dunedin and now it's in Christchurch, we have to sort of plan a bit more to make time to work on the songs. Basically, the process has stayed the same in terms of me writing the initial idea for the song, like the chords and the melody and the words and that, and then we get together and nut out an arrangement and try and play it live a bit, and then make time and go and record.
Yeah. Well, it's all kind of spread across the South Island, as you just mentioned, as a group, and Foothills. Can you tell us a little bit about the name of this record and what the significance is of that?
It's basically where we recorded it, in the foothills of the Southern Alps. So inland, about an hour from Christchurch, just near a town called Springfield. And we found a house that was usually used for ski workers' accommodation, a nearby ski field, and we just rented the house for a week and moved all the equipment in and recorded it ourselves.
Cool. So
it was a fun spot to do it, and it was very remote. There was no one sort of nearby, and it was we just hunkered down for a week, and there was a bit of snow at the time, and so yeah, we had fun.
It must be quite a nice thing when you can just dedicate a big chunk of time to making a project like this. Do you feel yourself kind of get a bit immersed in the world of the album when you're doing that?
Oh, totally, 100%. It's every sort of waking moment while you're working on it, you're completely focused on it. There's nothing else to distract you apart from maybe getting your phone out and going online for a bit of downtime. But otherwise, we were sleeping there, and we'd just get up, have some breakfast and start work, and work all day and into the night, and so very intense.
Do you think that the landscape of that space has bled into the music a little bit, Robert?
Possibly subconsciously. I definitely didn't write any songs with that area in mind, because when they were all written, we didn't even know where we were going to record, so it's more possibly comes through a little bit in the playing, maybe, or the sense of isolation or quietness of that area could possibly come through in the songs. But that's for the listener to ascertain, I think. Yeah.
The first single that we've got is called Warwick. What can you tell us about this track?
Well, it's named in honour of a friend of mine who died sort of around the time of writing. And it's sort of loosely based on interactions with him. And apart from that, it's kind of a made-up narrative. The only other thing about it is it's in an open tuning, so the chords have got a pretty cool sound to my ears. So the song is basically revolves around that chord pattern, and for a song to work, I've got to get an enjoyment out of playing the chord progression as it were. So those chords made it for a pretty good song, and it's pretty energetic and up as well. And Kay's come up with a great lead break as well to set it off.
It's a really fantastic track, and it's also got quite a cool music video as well. Can you tell us a little bit about this video? Because I know it was made in lockdown. How did this kind of come to be the visual component for this track?
It was more Paul and Kay coming up with that. I think it was a friend of theirs had made like a mini short film during lockdown, and the idea came up that could work with it. And I've only seen it briefly, but it's I think it's this guy and multiple versions of him appear in the in the video, as it were. He's almost replicating himself, so it seemed to fit pretty well with the song. So
Connor Bowden is the director, filmer, and the editor of this video in true lockdown styles as well, isolation project.
people have had to become very inventive in these strange times, you could say.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's awesome to have a new track by the Bats to be able to play and a record to look forward to. The Foothills, that's coming out on the 13th of November via Flying Nun, is that right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Awesome. Well, Robert, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. We're really looking forward to hearing the rest of the record, but we're going to have a listen to Warwick now. Have a lovely rest of your weekend.
Great. Thanks very much, guys.
See ya.
Okay. See ya.
This is a brand new one from the Bats. It's called Warwick, and it is the first song we have heard from the Foothills, which is a record coming out via Flying Nun on the 13th of November. Huge thank you to Robert Scott for having a chat to us this morning. It was an absolute pleasure, and look forward to hearing the rest of that album as well. Go check out the video for Warwick. It is really, really cool, all made by Connor Bowden, and I believe it might have been originally created for the 48 Hour Film Festival. I'm not 100% sure about that, but now it has been used as a very good visual element for that song there. And yeah, as Robert said, it's got several versions of Connor kind of pottering around his house, playing croquet and doing various other things. So go check that one out. It is up on YouTube, as all music videos tend to be.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.